Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we're in the Cafe Book Club. We're actually going to be talking about just different kinds of things going on with the coronavirus, and we're going to begin with some bookie stuff because we're going to make sure we've got a lot of good content here, and I'm really excited. We have a cafe, one of our chefs is in the house, Ms. Christine Miller. I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host, Ms. Amy Frost. How are you doing tonight? Oh, look out. She's coughing. Oh, that's not a good
everybody.
Sign.
I'm fine, really. It's just allergies. I'm fine.
Okay. Well, you say that, but how do we know?
Uh-oh. So our dear guest chef, Dr. Kristen Miller, a trauma specialist, an amazing person. She helps people that have trauma of all different kinds. She works her magic. She and I have worked together in many projects. Robin has been in her training. We are honored to have you and to help us with emotional first aid in response to the coronavirus. That's our topic today. Hello, Ms. Kristen. How would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, yes. I am Ms. Kristen. I love that, too. Call me Ms. Kristen. You know, you want to know a secret that about Amy and I, because we've been sort of in boot camp on the ground a lot together in many different situations. But I call Amy my fairy grandmother.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And Robin provides the plants and the beautiful flowers for the fairies to live in.
Yeah.
And
you
know?
She's the dirt and I'm the flower. There we go. I like it.
That's it. Have been through a lot of things together, and speaking of flowers, Robin helped Kristen learn how to make a wedding bouquet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Robin taught me how to do it, and we made the flowers for my daughter's wedding from her.
And you had trauma about it, right?
You would have had trauma about it.
That's okay. She knows how to do emotional first aid. It's all right. All right, emotional first aid.
The flowers froze in the back of the refrigerator in the bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did emotional first aid right there on the wedding venue and pulled out the frozen brown roses and put in beautiful fresh roses.
Amazing.
You knew how to do it.
The work
that's it. Thank God for
that's
that. Yeah, we didn't have a conversation about refrigeration.
No, we did not.
But that's okay. That's a different trauma. That's a different trauma conversation. Especially
that's
when
right.
You go to a B&B and you don't know the refrigerator. But anyway, we digress. So
let's push the button and get the good doctor here, our Miss Kristen, up and running.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're going to be talking about emotional first aid for the coronavirus. And just for people who aren't familiar with you, I'd love you to give just a little bit of background of your credentials, who you are and all that. And then let's talk about, what is emotional first aid?
Well, let's see. What kind of credentials do you need? You know, Amy and I have been on a project with the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology Resources for Resilience together to try to figure out how do we reach out to people to give them aid to deal with stress and trauma in the initial of course, I'm going to stutter now. How do we come together and really help support people when the crisis is on and so they don't freak out? They don't go to Walmart, for example, and buy all the cleaners and absolutely convince themselves that they're going to die from the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
How do we respond both to each other but also to ourselves to calm ourselves down, to kind of help the stress go away, to help the body know that, yeah, hey, I'm okay. I'm as safe as I can be, and it's okay to relax, and I'm going to take all the precautions I need to make sure my body's safe. But then the greatest precaution really is relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise all the immune energy goes into stress protection rather than actually taking care of the body and keeping it healthy.
And compromising the immune system.
That's it. It's like most of the time we take ourselves out before any virus even has a chance to do it.
Right.
And we don't want to do that. So emotional first aid is really simple. It's really about calming your system down and knowing that I can relax and I can care for myself.
And I could
so
do
that. So
that we're going to be sharing with you. Yeah, from that calm place. Yeah.
And
I think one of the
that's what we're going to do.
I want to make sure that is part of this agenda is make sure you have a support system. Like I have all of you and we have other people that we can reach out to really that you know will help you to find that calm place.
Absolutely. That's you can reach out to anybody, and you can also reach out to the actual people, the CDC or the health experts in whatever country you're listening from,
absolutely.
And see what are the risk factors and really how many people do have this coronavirus and where are they located and are you going to have any contact with these people or be contact with somebody that they've had contact with? And, you know, you can just look right on in the United States, you can look right on the CDC, and there's really only 636 cases in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Italy, there's a few more. And really the chances of losing your life over this deal is about 3% if you're exposed. And if you did the statistics, it's about 1 in a billion chances that you're going to get it. Even if you live in California, which we're in a state of emergency about this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very likely that you're going to get exposed and that it's even less likely that you're going to get it. But you can check it out. You know, check out the facts. Are there any cases in your area? You know, have you flown internationally? Do you have contact with people who've flown internationally or been on a ship? You know, did you meet the people who got off the ship in the San Francisco Bay and hug them and spit on them and kiss them and the whole bit? You know? And you probably still won't get it, you know, unless you already have a compromised immune system.
Right, right.
You know, or you're older. Or you have breathing problems, do you know what I mean? Or you're so stressed out that all your energy is going to stress rather than relaxing your body so your immune system can get going and do its due, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And there's an interesting thing, the risk factors, you had shared with us is, can you hold your breath for 15 seconds without tightness or coughing?
Oh, that's right. A good one.
So let's try it. Everybody take a great big breath into their nose.
That's right.
And hold it.
I think it's been 15 seconds. Yeah, yeah.
We're good. All right.
Phew. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that. So that's an awesome thing. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's an awesome thing. So you probably don't have any compromised lung functionings if you can hold your breath for 15 seconds without huge tightness and
that's good to know.
Without coughing your lungs out. You know, but let's say you did. Let's say you did, or you were exposed, or you are in close proximity to someone who just got off a cruise ship. What can you do? So there's some real practical things, right? You can wash your hands, which we all should do, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can really wash your hands, just kind of tap the tips.
I heard a really great one for that is if you imagine that you just cut some jalapeno peppers and you've got to put your contact lenses in.
You're
going to really wash your hands, okay? I know, right? That's a really good way of looking at it. Like, oh, gosh, I don't want to have anything on. I don't want that on my hands.
And if you have jalapeno peppers on your hands, you're certainly not going to touch your mouth or your eyes.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That would be also helpful if you can't quite get to the washing of your hands or to the hand sanitizer or Walmart's out of it because everybody's scared out of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just know to not touch your eyes or your hands or your mouth. And, you know, you can also drink more water. Hydrated systems wash viruses through really well. Dried out systems don't do as well.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. I mean, a lot of what we're talking about, these techniques, are things that we should be doing anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
And have a lot more fresh fruit. Make sure that you're getting your fruit, because that's actually even better than water, because it hydrates your system faster. If you just if you eat the whole fruit, though, don't do fruit juice. Just eat fruit. It's going to really help your system.
Absolutely. And just, eat fruit all day long. You know, we're all from California, so we can eat fruit all day long. And anything that keeps your system moist and keeps the whatever contact from the outside world going down and into your guts, and the acid in your guts will take care of it.
Something that I wanted to throw in here, we're going to be talking about, we've already started, is having that attitude, that, positive attitude, certainly being realistic, and making wise choices, especially if you're in compromised situations, your health or somebody who may have, may be infected. I was doing a training at a military facility, and they took me in to meet the commander, and he shook my hand, and then he walked over to this big tub of hand sanitizer, pumped it into his hands, like, would you like some too? And I was thinking, I don't know, but if he's been using it, I'm okay. And I also thought, should I be worried about this? And I thought, nope, he's taking care of it. Seems like everybody else is taking care of it. I was really proud of myself because I could have, gone into a big spiral about it, but I chose not to.
Absolutely. And that's exactly it. That's a perfect example. Because if you go into a spiral, oh my God, this is so horrible. I'm going to get sick now. I need to sanitize myself every minute of every day. And you go into all that fear thinking, then all of a sudden all your energy goes to the stress response.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? That same energy, those same chemicals that fuel the stress response are the chemicals that are the building blocks for the immune system.
And I just want to throw in, when we're washing our hands, just you can be as simple as saying things like, I am taking care of myself, even though I may be fearful. As you're washing your hands, you're doing all this. Saying things, even though I may be fearful, I'm using caution. I'm doing prevention. I'm doing the things that I need to do.
And I'm healthy and well.
And well.
Calm.
Healthy and well.
And happy.
And ready to go and happy. And you can wash your hands by putting your fingers together and getting in between. And you know what? When you do that, you're stimulating all of the acupressure points in your body and sending a message to your body that it's safe, that it can calm down, and that you're going to be okay.
Beautiful.
Hey, let's skip over that. Let's skip to that.
Yes.
Okay? Can we skip to tapping?
I would
absolutely
love
that.
Okay. So trauma tapping technique, TTT, is a really great way that we can respond right on the spot when we get afraid. And so think about all, just sit here for a minute. We're not even going to sit here for a minute. A few moments, excuse me. And think about what you might be afraid of around getting or dying.
Somebody you love
or being
dying.
In contact, or somebody you love dying or having the coronavirus. Think about the fear that you have. Just notice that in your body. Notice that in your mind, the fear thoughts. Just attune lightly to it. Okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to tap on our body. We're going to say, wake up. And so we're going to start with the side of our hand on the karate chop point. And you can tap on that point. And just take a breath right in. Breathe in through your nose. And out through your mouth. And thinking about that, tapping on the corner of your eyebrow on the nose side with two fingers and just breathing into that stress and letting it out with an open mouth, dropping the jaw. And then the side of your eyes, right kind of on the crease, sort of by the temples, but on the side of the eye more. And just breathing right into that stress, those fears. Oh, my God, what am I going to do if I get this or one of my family members get it? And underneath the eyes. And just really acknowledging that fear in your body. Really appreciating how your body gets up and goes to meet that fear. And underneath your nose, just really letting your body know. So you're tapping underneath your nose as you breathe into the fear, that right at this moment, you're safe. You can breathe. You can relax. And underneath your lip. And just tapping. Breathing that fear. Breathing into that fear and letting your body know that you're safe. That you're well right now. And you're taking every precaution you can to be well. Now, and underneath your collarbone, breathing into that fear and just letting go. And underneath your arms, we're going to do is we're going to squeeze the tip of the little finger on both sides rhythmically. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Fourth finger. Squeeze, 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 squeeze the tip of the little, the fourth finger. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Just squeezing out all the fear. And the middle finger. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Right at the tip, right on both sides of the middle finger, and we're going to squeeze, 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 squeeze. We're squeezing out all that fear. We're letting our body know that we're safe right now, that we can be safe, that we can relax, and it's okay. And then the first finger, squeeze, 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 squeeze. And then the thumb, both sides of the thumb, we're squeezing the thumb. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Oh, and then up underneath the collarbone and all fingers down. Tap all over the chest. The gorilla tapping. Ah, you might want to make a noise. All over the chest. You know, I've been accused of being the crazy psychologist.
That's what we love about you.
By my Red Cross supervisor. And so I get to be the crazy psychologist. Maybe that's how I should introduce myself. And then take a big breath in. Breathe in through your nose. And hold it at the top. And then breathe out through your mouth, dropping your jaw. And one more time. Breathe in. Hold it at the top. And one more time out your mouth. Letting that stress go. And by the way, a little education here. Just that breathing, sometimes we call it the 4-7-8 breathing or calm breathing. Breathing in through your nose. Holding. And then letting your jaw drop, kind of even making a sound and breathing out to your mouth. Is totally calming to your nervous system and gives the vagus nerve a message that it's okay to relax and reroute all the energy back to taking care of the system and helping the system to relax and deal with whatever pathogen comes at it. So now let's just do a couple points again. So when we do TTT, we rinse and we wash. So now we're thinking about the hands washing thing, right?
Mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
So we just washed it. We just washed out the fear. Now we're going to rinse everything.
Perfect.
Okay. So we're going to start on the side of the hand again, maybe the other side of the hand, and just tap. Just breathing into that and just washing out all the rest of the fear. And letting the system return to a state of calm. We got this. This is something you can do. You can relax. And the corner of your eye, by your nose, on your eyebrow, sides of your eyes, on the crow's feet when you get to be an elder like us. Or on the smile lines, if you're a youngin,
yes,
and
yeah,
you have a
like
big
me.
Smile on your face, a youngin like us, and underneath your eyes, and just breathing into whatever is remaining of that fear and letting it rinse out, and underneath your nose, and underneath your lip, and all over your chest. And the gorilla points. Sometimes we just do chest tapping if we're needing to just tap because we got all those finger points down, and we just tap all over our chest because all of our neural lymphatic points are in the chest, which actually creates immunity and helps our system to get things moving. So tap all over your chest with all your finger points down. And even underneath your arms, we're going to tap underneath your arms. And we're just giving our body permission to relax and to release the load. And then we'll squeeze the little finger, both sides. And squeeze. Now we're making all the water come out. We're wringing out the body. Fourth finger, squeeze. The stress is releasing. Middle finger, squeeze. Oh, yes. We're safe now. We're well now. First finger. We got this. We can calm our system. We can increase our immunity. Thumb, squeeze, 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 squeeze. And then let's just add just a little bit. Let's just go back up at the chest, and let's go right underneath the collarbones close to the sternum. And we're going to just thump our chest together. Thump, 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 thump. And in energy medicine, Don Eden made a beautiful tape, a beautiful Facebook post on Don Eden Medicine. Check it out. You thump these points. And then you thump right in the center of your breastbone. And you thump it. It's like a thump. It's like a, you want to like get into this. This isn't a light tap. This is a thump. And we're inviting our immune system to get going, to get energized. And then we're going to reach on our chest, just underneath where our breast would be, and you'll find that rib that kind of sticks out more than the rest, and just to the side. So search around and find that, and you're going to thump there. So it's just the center of your breast and to the side, and we're going to really thump that. And you'll find a spot there. Mine's kind of sore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to thump there. And you're thumping. Thump, 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 thump. You guys might be even bruised after this. Hopefully not. But what you will be after this is things are going to get moving. And then we just so everly tight, slightly, in the softest way possible, right underneath our eyes, tap very lightly. And that's called the four thumps. And you can find all these techniques on the Resources for Resilience website. And the tapping, self-help for trauma, you can find at selfhelpfortrauma.org. Or there's a huge, long app. But it's our lovely, lovely friends, Ulf and Gunilla from Sweden, who gave us trauma tapping technique. And I just want to say they use this all over the world to help people who have terrible stress responses and terrible trauma responses to calm their system down. And the beauty of trauma tapping technique is you don't have to have any words. You just have to connect with your stress or your upset and tap through the points, and your system calms down.
And the app leads you right through it. You don't have to know anything. You can just go right to the app store and buy it, Self-Help for Trauma.
And you don't have to buy it. It's free.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yes, did you go get it? It's
just
free. And then it works with kids. It works with anybody. And what I do is, parents are like, "What can I do for my kid?" I'm like, "Do it with them. Do it with them." And you both calm down, and it's just amazing. Because other times people will say, "Can you help my child?" I'm like, "I can help your child by you right doing this, and doing it with them."
That's it. So you can help yourself. So what would it be like, Amy? Check this out, and Robin. What would it be like if we all washed our hands together with lovely sanitizer and said those affirmations? I am stress-free. I'm protected. I'm wonderful. I feel really good. I'm safe.
I'm helping supporting others by being out in the world in a healthy way.
I'm helping to support others by being in the world. I've taken all the precautions. My immune system has this. And then we got ourselves moving, and you did the four thumps. Did a few of those four, seven, eight breaths.
If you need a cup of coffee, the four breaths, well, it will bring you right there.
It does. It's like a, look at it. It's like 8:30 at night, and I'm like, hi.
Well, you know, you do some she's got a gorilla thumping going on there. You know what I'm saying.
I've been thumping on myself and tapping and you know, and I just have to say we got it. You can do that, and you all
and, you know,
can
I,
do it.
I really want to say that when you go out in the world and you have the positive energy and the positive mindset, because, I mean, every day I'm walking distant stores and stuff and people are talking about things and I basically bring up the positivity of, you know, how you can be approaching these things and they're looking at me like I'm speaking a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like it breaks the spell. We can go out there in the world and just be a force for good and remind everybody that if I'm calm, I'm in a place where I know that I have a plan B and I can be very resourceful in the way I do things and I'm taking care of myself on every level, my mind, body, spirit, and working with the, you know, I have immunity in my spirit. I have immunity in my mindset. I have immunity in my body. You know, we work on every level. Yeah.
But number one,
on every level,
have that attitude,
take care of yourself. Yeah.
Have the tools. And when people come to me and they say, why are you not freaking out? I like, can I share something with you? And I'll teach them the 4-7-8 breath, or I'll teach them the thumps, or I'll teach them the tapping. And a lot of times people go, oh, I'd like to know more. And I send them to Resources for Resilience. And so I think it's like, be prepared not only to do it for yourself, but support others. If you just get them started, what I find is people want to lean more into it.
You know, it's no different
than
when
you
look at somebody and you can smile at them and have a confidence in your face and a confidence in your eyes, they look at you and just know that things can be okay.
Right.
And they are. And especially if you're standing in the Walmart line, thumping on your chest and humming a tune.
My friend Kristen does that, so I just do it too. It's all good.
Yeah, I do it too, and this is what we do. And if everybody starts laughing, the stress response gets released.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Perfect. And you know,
laughter is the best medicine. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it? And you know something about that, Robin. So you can also
tap
the thymus, the center of your breastbone, and do laughing yoga and laugh.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, talk about supercharging your body very quickly. You just, you know, and, it, you know, think about when something's so hilarious, you just have to kind of, you know, you do that, and, you know, you're sitting there pounding your chest because it's just so darn funny.
Well, you have to think of what other things can I do instead of toilet paper? Because if you can't find toilet paper, right, you're going to have to come up with a new plan.
Had that conversation. I'm just go out and get yourself some towel, you know, hand towels, and you know, what did we do before we had portable diapers?
Some pretty napkins, you know, whatever. We'll figure it out. Then you're like,
napkins are great. You can get some pretty napkins. That's smart. Yeah. See, there's all kinds of things you can do. And you know, if we're not buying a bunch of bottled water, you don't have that plastic in your water anyway, so it's actually healthier for you.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, this has really been very helpful. There's lots of resources, you know, and both Robin and Kristen and I, we want to honor you for listening. We want to honor you for tapping and breathing and coming with positive attitudes and washing your hands with affirmations and finding those creative solutions and helping other people do that too.
And we're planning on having a couple more different kinds of shows with this, too. So we're looking forward to just continuing the conversation. So if there's any comments or ideas that you guys would like, we'd be more than happy for you to be, you know, send them our way. And we really want to just send love to everybody all over the world with just knowing that, you know, we're holding you in this place of just wellness and being in a place where you can let go of the trauma and know that there are resources out there for everybody.
Well, thank you, Ms. Kristen. You were fabulous.
Yes,
as
thank
always.
You, Ms. Kristen. Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You. Thank you.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host.
she pulled back.
I pulled back. There we
What's
go.
Up?
Okay,
it was
good. We'll see you at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.